Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to participate in this discussion and to see a room full of people on this issue, and especially ambassadors and senior officials who opened this session. Let me start by saying that what is happening in the context of safety of journalists and threats to journalists, legal harassment of journalists, is happening in a context of declining media freedom around the world. We saw the statistics from UNESCO, and behind that lies a larger story of the failure, despite all the good efforts, despite all the best practices, a failure to protect journalists, a failure to strengthen media freedom. And it has been made very clear recently in the context of the killings that are taking place of journalists in armed conflicts, such as Gaza, where the law is very clear, and yet, and the killing of a journalist is seen as a war crime, and nevertheless, it is happening with impunity. So I think we need to address the issue of impunity right up front. We saw the figures there. The truth is that the needle has moved from 98% to 85% in the last 10 years, and there's a long way to go. It is in that context that we see now the legal system that fails to protect journalists is being manipulated to actually harass them. That's, in summary, you know, that's the real problem. And we see a whole range of laws being used, on the one hand, to criminalize journalism, and on the other hand, to intimidate us and silence those who are investigating sensitive stories or who are upfront revealing crimes and wrongdoings. Laws such as sedition, national security laws, public order laws, counterterrorism laws are being used against journalists. So what's happening there is a criminalization of journalism. In the public eye, journalists are being increasingly seen as untrustworthy. So there is the individual journalist who faces the law, prosecution, but also there is this creation in the mind of the public that somehow journalism itself is a crime. And that's a very dangerous thing, because journalism relies on public trust. On the one hand, the state steps in. When criminal law is used, then of course it's the state, the prosecution system, that comes in. And the prosecution system comes in not only to protect things like public order, in the name of public order or counterterrorism, but there is also offenses or laws of criminal libel. Criminal law is used to defend the reputation of private individuals, of politicians, or usually, or other people in power. And so there is criminalization of libel, and that is not, and that is something very widespread. Statistics say that the majority of the European member states, European Union member states, actually have criminal libel on their books. Many of them are, of course, also, almost all of them, are members of the Media Freedom Coalition. So a good start would be to decriminalize libel in countries that are members of the Media Freedom Coalition. That would be a real sign of political will. Then, of course, on the civil side, we see laws being used by private actors, usually business people or politicians or people with power in their hands, go after individual journalists or media outlets with claims of defamation, usually, but also other similar kind of laws, with very large, vexatious claims, with very large demands for damages. And there again, the interest is not to protect their own reputation. The interest is actually to scare the journalist into silence, or to drive the media outlet out of business by threatening such a huge, big legal case. There are situations where editors spend more time running from one courthouse to the other than producing their newspapers or running their broadcast stations. So it's a very effective way of censorship that is taking place, where the law on the one hand fails to protect journalists, on the other hand is being misused, abused to silence them. And so therefore what is called strategic lawsuits against public participation in simple terms, is basically the use, legal harassment, the use of law to fight freedom of expression, lawfare, as it is known in some countries. And it has been expanding hugely. Numbers have gone up in recent years. And it is something that is spreading around the world. It's not just a problem in Europe or in North America. It's also pretty common in Latin America. It's grown in parts. It's been used in Asian countries, and it's spreading also in Africa. From my point of view, I think it's very important to see legal harassment as a complex concept and not simply as an issue of slaps or an issue of counterterrorism, but the overall legal system has to be reset to protect freedom of expression, to protect legitimate use of freedom of expression by journalists. In other words, protect media freedom rather than being abused and silenced, used as a tool to silence reporting and investigation. We know that media freedom is a pillar of democracy. That has been said very often. And increasingly, I think one argument is also coming through, and it's very clear in the SDGs, that media freedom is also a target, an indicator of sustainable development. So both for developing countries and developed in the developed world, media freedom is extremely important, and we should all be concerned as to how the law is being abused, misused to silence journalists.
Thank you very much.